Barbie Entertainment.
Your next big move is just an Empower loan away. Borrow at least 90,000 kwacha or more and stand a chance to have up to 75,000 kwacha of your salary-backed Empower loan paid back. Your consistency pays off. Stay current in your monthly repayments and you could be the next winner. We're here for your next move. We're here for you. Visit any Access Bank Zambia branch and apply for an Empower loan today. T's and C's apply. Access Bank. More than banking.
Campaign ends on 31st January 2026.
Three hours.
Mulala women appeal for construction of a market shelter. In Africa news, Nigerian imam honored for saving Christian lives died aged 90. Good afternoon. It is Sunday, the 18th of January, 2025. And to present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Women in Mukushi's Amlala area have appealed to the local authorities to construct a market shelter to support their economic activities. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, Langiwe Kunda and Dines Achisenga explained that women in the area currently lack a designated place to conduct their businesses, which makes it difficult for them to earn a living and support their families. They further stated that they are often forced to travel long distances to places like Mukushi Town to purchase food items and other essential goods. The women emphasized that having a local market shelter would not only reduce their travel burdens, but also empower them to run small businesses such as selling tomatoes and other goods.
Market, tatua kwa toka kwa ti, abana. Bale shakotua kushitisha, bale kwa tisamo, tumakoini, utu wabo, bale ipangira. Takwa doku lombako, uwa furisho, nismenti, kwa tupereko, na mabloko, maketi nishitu, atashani, tuwa kuata, batampo kutuzikere, tuntemba, na kutukuruza kwa kwa nolo kwe mfula, na filepa tule shitisha, tafile lokuwa.
Maketi, ifotu ya fie kubome kwa wa maketi. Eko tuwa kwa tina market. Yaka likonse kuya kumarket. Turefo uteko butu wafo eko tukwate kumarket. Kano paskulu. Tami Yesu.
The chapter for the revival of Ndola City has called on the relevant authorities in the district to ensure that road markings and signs are erected on public roads to enhance our road safety. In an interview, chapter president Achungu Kapema observed that many roads in Ndola lack proper road signs and markings, making it difficult for road users to make informed judgments. Mr. Kapema stated that it is unfair for road traffic officers and other law enforcement officers to arrest or fine motorists for infractions when the road lack necessary signage. He urged the local authority, the Road Development Agency RDA, the business community and other stakeholders to facilitate the installation of proper road signs and markings. Meanwhile, Mr. Kapema called on community members to refrain from vandalizing road signs, warning that this can lead to serious loss of property and lives.
What we're experiencing in dollars are motorists on the road is the absence of adequate road signage and, of course, road markings, which is a safety concern. So I'm imploring the authorities, that be in this case the Road Transport and Safety Agency, to seriously look at these omissions. Of course, we are aware some signs have been vandalized, and the advice is if we could use maybe materials that will not attract the vandals, you know, materials that are non-metallic, because metallic materials are, of course, being stolen and sold as crap. But really, there are a lot of very key roads, important roads, that are lacking these road signages and, of course, some markings. So if that could be looked into, it would definitely improve the safety of motorists and indeed pedestrians on the road.
Four armyworms have infested 8 agricultural blocks in Kapirimponshi district, damaging 4,021 hectares of our crops and affecting 10,910 households. District Agricultural Coordinator Rebecca Kapembwa has told Common Radio News in an interview that the situation is, however, under control, with many farmers treating their fields.
So as a district, we have about 4,000 hectares that are affected by these four armyworms. And we've told our field officers, that is our camp officers who are in the field, they've been going around to check the farmers' fields. And the report that we have on the ground is that as much as we have these fields which are affected, the damage is not much, because some of the farmers have been buying chemicals and have been treating these fields. And we have a few farmers who are not able to buy those chemicals. But as a ministry, the ministry has given a district of about 900 liters of chemicals and also 900 kgs of chemicals that we have started distributing to the farmers.
Now, the Zambia Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHEST, has commended the people of Chawama constituency for maintaining peace and order during the January 15th parliamentary bar election. ZEHEST Executive Director Clarence Amuziamba praised our residents for demonstrating tolerance and civic responsibility throughout the electoral process, noting that the calm environment allowed voters to freely exercise their democratic right. Mr. Amuziamba also applauded the Zambia Police Service for carrying out its duties in a professional manner, which have contributed to a secure and intimidation-free campaign and voting period for all participating political parties.
As Zambian Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, we commend the people of Chawama for maintaining a peaceful atmosphere during the January 15, 2026 by-election. As a think tank non-governmental organization dedicated to promoting entrepreneurship, environment, governance, and empowerment,